KJZZ is supported by AARP Phoenix, proud to support KJZZ's series, The State of Aging, which explores the reality of an aging society. More information about caregiving at aarp.org/phoenix.
Mexico has a reputation for being a young country, but its demographics are changing. In Mexico City alone, forecasts predict that by 2030, there will be more people older than 60 than there will be people under 15. That increase likely means more people suffering from dementia. As part of our series, The State of Aging in the Valley, KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau Chief, Rodrigo Cervantes, reports.
One of the last memories I have from my grandmother is of her singing, just like in that 8mm film. She had Alzheimer's when she passed, and for years we tried to face and understand the disease that slowly and painfully ate her notion of space and time, her life and memories. Such stories repeat over and over in Mexico City, and those cases might dramatically increase in the near future.
The cultural and social change is also taking place in Mexico, so they will face the same problems like in the U.S.
That's actually Regina Altena, director of Alzheimer Mexico, one of the only two specialized daycare centers for dementia in Mexico City. According to her data, Mexico City has about 70,000 inhabitants suffering dementia, but the number might increase to 3.7 million by 2050. Altena says the lack of resources in Mexico to help dementia patients and the family-driven culture are already contributing to make the problem grow. Maria Antonieta Fernandez, Toñita as people call her, lives in a middle-class neighborhood in Mexico City. She's 86 years old and has Alzheimer's. Two of her daughters take care of her. One of them, Reina Osuna, opens the door and introduces me to her mom.
¿Cómo está, señora?
Toñita surprises everyone as she greets me. One of the main effects of her sickness is the loss of language. Reina shows me the medications that Toñita has to take. She says it's hard and expensive to get her adequate care. Reina doesn't think Mexico is prepared for the upcoming demographic changes, and neither does her older sister, Marisa. Marisa recalls her mom as her best friend until Alzheimer changed her. Toñita was very active, an amazing cook, and an aspiring actress. Marisa thinks Mexico City needs more resources spent on education and other programs that could allow the elder to become more active and less dependent on their families, who are the typical caregivers here. She says Mexico has all the resources needed, but believes government corruption makes them unreachable to the population. For her, the government embraces a culture where the newer generations are expected to take care of the seniors. Reina and Marisa can only afford to take her mom Toñita once a week to Alzheimer Mexico, about 8 miles away. At this nonprofit daycare center, people with different states of Alzheimer gather up to get physical and mental therapy, mainly based on games and exercises. In one session, patients are blindfolded while listening to soft music. Toñita is among them and puts her hands in a box to identify objects and textures. How does it feel? Therapists ask.
No.
Toñita knows it's not dry, but she can't remember the word for wet. And the city's government is preparing to open two similar facilities in the near future, according to Rigoberto Avila, director of Mexico City's Institute for the Elder. The city is already offering free training for those who have to take care of their seniors. The city needs to become friendlier for the elder, says Avila. Toñita and I weren't able to communicate verbally, but the last time I saw her, she spoke to my heart. She unexpectedly sang a mariachi melody that my grandmother used to like, and I can still hear the lyrics in my head. It hurts to know that you forgot me, and yet I know you will be attached forever to me. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.